In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you. Our larger culture is celebrating Mardi Gras because they get the celebration out before we enter the seriousness of Lent on Ash Wednesday. And so there's a lot of joy in the culture. And so as we enter into prayer, our readings today challenge us to consider how we model our lives after the example of Jesus. What energy and vitality and joy that Jesus has over each of us when we reflect on our journey and change our lives to model the example of Jesus. We know an example so necessary in our world that has become accustomed to hate and violence and all kinds of naughtiness. As we gather in prayer today, let us examine our own hearts, how we have intentionally or unintentionally participated in harm in our world, and let us ask for God's mercy for transformation. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice in untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into their barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, or of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our readings today provide a wonderful understanding and experience of our God. In particular, the first reading, have you ever had a challenging moment? Have you ever faced an uncertain situation, or maybe an accident, or maybe a relationship that didn't happen as you thought, or maybe an argument unfolded that you never would have hoped for? The first reading few in words, but filled with mercy and compassion. Isaiah wrestles with the people of Israel in this reading, and this is what we call, there are three different Isaiahs, right? First Isaiah, second Isaiah, third Isaiah, and this is the third of the three Isaiahs. So we've heard a lot about Isaiah from the different ones, right? A lot of tribulation for the people of Israel, breaking of relationships, uncertainty, hurt and pain, occupation by foreign governments. And now we reach third Isaiah, Titulo Isaiah, and in this encounter, the words are filled with what we would hope. Because when we do have those moments of conflict, when we do have those moments of uncertainty, it's then that we rest in the foundation of all relationships, hopefully love. The premise of the human encounter is to experience love. Otherwise, what's it to be alive? What does it mean to be in relationship? And so even in those moments of tribulation, what is still foundational? It is love. And that's why this remarkable few words offer us. Can a mother forget her infant? Pretty difficult, don't you think? Because she carried that little child within her womb for a few months and she was unforgettably inseparable from the little one, right? And now, the infant, shortly after the moment of birth, can a mother forget that infant? The reading suggests, if a mother would forget her infant, God never forgets us. That's how much we are loved. That's how much we are journeyed with, a companion, presenced. So think of those darkest moments of your journey. Maybe you're facing a tribulation or trial or struggle right now. In the midst of that, often people will ask, where is God? How could God allow this? I remember when my sister and brother, their youngest child, they had four children. The youngest boy, I received a police call at 2 in the morning when I was in parish ministry. And the police call was, police identified himself and said, your sister and brother-in-law asked me to call you. I thought, 2 in the morning? What do they do? Something naughty, huh? You know? And then I kind of got composure and said, so what's going on? Well, they would like you to come visit them. I said, really? I'm very close to my siblings, and I said, sure. Can you tell me what's going on? And he said, well, I just know their nephews at the hospital, their son's at the hospital, and they're at home. And their son was 9 years old. And I know that my sister and brother-in-law would not leave their 9-year-old son in the hospital by himself. So immediately I knew something was profoundly up. And as I got myself together and drove to their home about 45 minutes away, I reflected on praying for them and praying for my nephew, expecting kind of the worst, not knowing, right? So in that moment, I also said, God, how could this happen? Their precious little son, what would allow this? And the cadence and the experience I had driving there was, be at peace, rest in God's love. And then the untold events unfolded with the death of my nephew, their son, and all of the things that surrounded it. Those moments are transformative, because those are the moments we visit when things are difficult, isn't it? We return to those moments of tragedy or struggle or uncertainty. Where was God? And hopefully, if we didn't see God in the moment, then like the image of the footprints in the sand, we see that image where when we thought God abandoned us, you know the story of the footprints in the sand, there are two footprints along the journey of our life, and then when difficult moments happen, there was one set of footprints. And the person said, well, what happened to you, God? You left me by myself. And God says, my precious, precious child, that's when I carried you. Whether you recognized it or not, I carried you. Which is an outgrowth, certainly, of this beautiful passage from Isaiah. As we enter the season of Lent, it's really a time for us to examine how we journey with God and we allow God to hold us, to companion us, to accompany us. Because in our American world, we are taught independence. We are taught we don't need anyone. And we have a governmental structure at times that operates opposite of what the needs of the community are. And so in the midst of those challenges, those tensions, we have to be faithful to ourselves and recognize, where is God in your individual life? And hopefully, it's revealed here. Look at the people sitting next to you. Hopefully, there's some sense of love and companionship here, right? So that when we leave, we have the opportunity to refer back to when things do become difficult or uncertain. We refer back to this encounter that God promises to be with us. And maybe the light will shine in those moments of struggle that we will experience God, or we will allow the challenging moment to rest in something bigger. It's a moment in time that doesn't take away from the depth of our encounter of God's love. God's love is always there. We're not there. It's okay. But God is. And we have to reframe ourselves in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our brokenness. We have to be open to God's mercy, to God changing us so we are not where we were. Last evening, I had a delightful dinner with two friends of mine who are priests on the big island in Hawaii. And they're both younger than me, so I always feel older when I'm with them. Can you believe that? But we've known each other for many, many years. And one of them is suffering from a throat issue. And he loses his voice after one mass on Sunday. And he has two or three masses on Sunday. Hello. And so he has been going through a lot of tribulation and struggle. And I told him at the end of the dinner, because his voice was starting to give out, I said, you know, Leo, I want to acknowledge your perseverance and patience with a host of different medical professionals trying to ascertain what's going on with you and assess so they can help you. This has been going on for 4 months. And a voice for priest, you know, if I wasn't, you didn't hear me, you'd say, what's that guy doing up there, right, huh? So that's a part of our ability to serve you, our ability to speak. And so he's gone through a lot of self-examination and discernment and letting go. And I said, you are what we need as we enter Lent. We need to let go of things so that we can learn to love you, God. We can learn to love our neighbor. And we can learn to love ourselves. So as we prepare for Lent, what are those things that you want to work on as we arrive at Ash Wednesday, and then for 40 days have a chance to work together and support each other in our efforts? Think of the challenges. Think of the struggles. Think of the uncertainty. Think of the brokenness in the journey that you have faced in the past or right now. And how are you going to ask God to help you love yourself, to love your neighbor, and to love God? Because God always loves. Thanks be to God. Amen. It was drizzling when I drove from Hollywood this morning, and I was thinking, all of you are so sweet, you might dissolve. So please be careful as you leave church today. No dissolving of parishioners, okay? There is a hospitality in our parish hall, so please partake and have a wonderful Sunday. And let us pray for one another as we enter Lent, that we may work together to know God's profound love for each of us, and we may discover new ways to experience God's love and to share it with others. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Come out, attendant. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.